This Seattle Medium podcast is sponsored by the Port of Seattle.
Hi, my name is Mian Rice, the Diversity of Contracting Director for the Port of Seattle. As a public agency, the Port of Seattle serves the community, and our investments should benefit everyone who lives and works here. The Port is committed to equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to leveling the playing field. That means continuing to open doors to contracting opportunities to all, especially women and minority-owned and disadvantaged businesses. How can you participate? List your business in Vendor Connect, a database of contractors. Attend Port Gen workshops to learn how to do business with the Port. Learn more about contracting opportunities at portseattle.org. For more information on operating a concessions at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, visit lease.ctacshops.com.
Next Thursday, the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemoration Continuation Committee will host their annual Day of Remembrance and Awards program on the 56th anniversary of the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. With me this morning to talk about the event is Eddie Rye Jr. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Oh, hey, I'm glad to be here.
I know the feeling. Eddie, let's talk a little bit about this event and why you and the rest of the committee, for that matter, feel that it's important for us to commemorate and to host.
If you look at the landscape right now, socially, politically, and otherwise, it's more important now than ever before for African Americans to stand up and demand our rights. You can see the trajectory of the Supreme Court. You can see people like Elon Musk that owns Tesla that is making donating millions of dollars to Stephen Miller and other anti-black agents in this country. Ed Bloom is filing lawsuits against all these colleges to stop black folks from getting in. Stephen Miller used to be with the Trump administration, and even though he's Jewish, he is, sounds like a neo-Nazi with his rhetoric and with it. And I'm saying, you know, at one time we fought South African apartheid right here in Seattle. There was a so-called honorary consulate right here. I was one of the first folks to go to jail protesting what was happening in South Africa. Well, South Africa now is in the United States of America, and it's definitely in Washington State. There's no question about it. If you look at the low level of participation by black businesses with the state of Washington, if you look at what's happening at the University of Washington, if you're on the football team or the basketball team, it's fine. But it's sad that we had more African-American students at the University of Washington in 1974 than we have in 2024. We have a lot of work to do, and we need to. I'm a strong believer of Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition, but at the same time, African-Americans are feeling the brunt of the disparities and the discrimination. And we know what Dr. King stood for, and we have to just recommit ourselves, rededicate ourselves to fighting for economic, political, and social justice for our communities. We've been devastated over the last 4 decades. All you got to do is look and see the central area went from 85% black to down to 15% black. The city of Seattle is 7% black now, African Americans, African descendants of the United States enslaved. So it's really important that all of us rededicate ourselves, and OGs need to share the history with the younger folks and really let them understand exactly. And there's so much stuff is available now over media with technology now. And I'll just encourage everybody, young, old, and otherwise, to just revisit some of the struggles that we had. You know, it's like right now I could hear Dr. King saying, we want all of our rights right here, right now. African-Americans, we have earned our place at the table in the United States of America. We've been here over 400 years. We've died in every war. And every time we looked around, we were the had more abuse put on us than anybody else. You know, I can think back at 1920 when two brothers went to register to vote in Florida. They killed those two brothers and killed all other black people, burned down the whole little section of town they had, and took the land. Every time there was atrocities, they always took the land. So we talk about reparations. We also have to talk about the land. But then again, if you can have people fighting affirmative action, how can you have reparations? So I think we really got to get beyond the rhetoric. If the state of Washington did 0.22% with African-American-owned businesses in 2022, I don't know what it was, it wasn't looking that good in 2023, we have something to fight about, and we have to, because we're taxpayers. And not only that, we have earned our place at the table. So when folks start talking about preferential treatment, there's nothing preferential about 250 years of slavery, over 100 years of Jim Crow, and then also going and dying in every war this country's ever fought. African Americans, after the United States enslaved, have been the most patriotic of all Americans. And we have people like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, trying to erase history. His great-grandfather came here in 1904. How long have black folks been here before his great-grandfather got here? We can't allow people to erase our history, and we have to rededicate ourselves to demanding a seat at the table. As a matter of fact, we need to own the table. We have certainly paid our dues, and this is why it's very important that we memorialize and remember the struggle that Dr. King and other civil rights leaders led us through to get what we had, and now it's dissipating at a rapid pace. And if we allow it to happen, it will happen. If we don't stand up, show up, and speak up, we will lose out. Now, we have black folks in all the cities surrounding Seattle. We need to be at present at the Renton City Council, at the Auburn City Council, at the Federal Way City Council, at the Seattle City Council, up in Snohomish County. We need to be showing up, demanding our rights. And this is one of the reasons why Heywood Evans and I and others have formed the Martin Luther King Commemoration Continuation Committee. We had a continuation as a result of what the black clergy in Seattle did with Reverend Dr. Linda Smith when they organized for the annual Martin Luther King Day event. They said that the Continuation Committee, so yeah, we commemorate, but we also have to continue to struggle for justice and equality in this country. We have earned our place at the table. Don't let anybody, don't let Elon Musk or Stephen Miller or Ed Blum tell you you're getting preferential treatment. Don't let Governor Inslee or anybody else tell you it's preferential treatment. It is not. We have to demand to be included in every aspect of life in Washington State and across the country. As a matter of fact, we even have members of the Black Caucus who are supporting equity for black folks in Washington State, including Congressman Benny Thompson, who was over the Select Committee on January 6th. And the former chair of the House Homeland Security Committee. We have support from Senator Patty Murray for Justice, Maryland Congresswoman Marilyn Strickland, Congressman Adam Smith. And when Adam Smith and Congressman Benny Thompson wrote their letters, they were headed committees. So we've been waiting for the Justice Department to do something for 2 years. I'm very disappointed with our Attorney General Mary Garland, and I know that he got Kristen Clark sending these letters saying that, oh, the Department of Transportation will investigate your complaint. Well, if you got Senator Patty Murray, Congresswoman Marilyn Strickland, Congressman Benny Thompson, and Congressman Adam Smith saying, hey, look at this. We've been waiting 2 years for the Justice Department to send our complaint to the Department of Transportation. Why they would send a racial discrimination complaint to the Department of Transportation, I don't know. We've not heard a word. But yesterday, Congressman Benny Thompson says, when Secretary Pete Buttigieg comes to Mississippi, he's going to ask about Washington State. And that's the kind of support we need across the board. Because we're in Washington State, we have to rely on any and all advocates and supporters we have, especially ones in high places in Washington, D.C.
Right. And, Eddie, you know, there are those who say the rainbow is doing fine, but the only color missing from the rainbow, the color black, is continuing to get overlooked and ignored. And in many ways, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And these are some of the issues that we can continue to deal with as black folks here in America, as black folks here in Washington State, and as black folks here in Martin Luther King Jr. County right here in the quote-unquote Emerald City, the beacon of quote-unquote diversity of Seattle. But with that being said, Eddie, you guys are honoring a number of people, local people here at this at your event next week. Can you kind of talk about that briefly, the people who are being honored here locally for the work that they've been doing?
Yes. First of all, it's going to be at Holgate Street Church of Christ on South Holgate and Martin Luther King Jr. Way South. And the honorees, Loria Yadin is the first woman and first person of color to lead the Greater Seattle YMCA in 140 years. She's a true trailblazer. Katie Garrow works with the Martin Luther King Labor Committee, and Lika Fernandez is the director of the State Office of Minority Women Business Enterprise. She gets a lot of heat. I want to say that Ms. Yadin's award is a Thelma DeWitty Trailblazer Award. Thelma DeWitty was the first black school teacher in Washington State. Katie Garrow is getting the A. Philip Randolph Award, Uniting Workers. She works closely with the black organizations in labor. Lika Fernandez is getting the Senator John Ryan Award. Senator John Ryan was a black senator in the 30s, and she has worked real closely with the National Association of Minority Contractors and other organizations in trying to bring about equity, and they give her a little heat because she's working with us. Then Dr. Mike Tooley is the executive director of United Indians of All Tribes, and he's getting the Edwin T. Pratt Community Leadership Award. Carolyn Riley Payne, former president of the Seattle King County NAACP, is getting the George Washington Bush Lifetime Achievement Award. That brother is one of the people who led the wagon train. He is responsible almost for Washington becoming a state. His son, Owen Bush, was a member of the first legislature in 1889 and passed the legislation to create Washington State College, which is now Washington State University. Also, Carolyn Riley Payne was the director of the Seattle King County AXO program for almost 40 years. So she has earned her place there. There will be a meal served. There will be some short statements made. There will not be a keynote speaker, but one of the individuals will be there. Will be the new pastor of Mount Zion Baptist Church, the Reverend Dr. Paris Smith Sr. As you know, back in the 60s, 61, the Mount Zion Brotherhood, Reverend McKinney, was responsible for Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s only visit to Seattle, where he spoke at two assemblies at Garfield, at Temple de Hirsch, and also at the University of Washington. So, you know, that's something to think about. There's something for everybody to do. It's a struggle, but, you know, we have to commit and rededicate ourselves. Like I said, we're the African descendants of the United States enslaved are the most patriotic group in this country. And a lot of the people who were naysaying black folks and black participation were not even here during World War II, as far as that goes. As I indicated earlier, some people, like Ron DeSantis' grandfather, didn't get here in 1904. Like my daughter Angela says, we built this joint for free. And there's no question about it. We've gone to war in segregated units. It came back to segregation and degradation. And it's just time for African Americans to get what we deserve. And that's a seat at the table with all the benefits that come with being a full-fledged citizen and with the rights that we've earned. And if we don't fight for our rights, we will not have any.
Right. Eddie, I'm going to ask you to give the time, date, and location of the event once again.
Holgate Street Church of Christ, 2600 South Holgate, which is right across from the Tennis Center, two blocks north of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Park. And it starts at 5 o'clock. The program will start at 6. There will be food before the event, and probably some after the event, too. But anyway, I want to thank Minister Jimmy Hurd, who is the pastor of Holgate Street Church of Christ. And he's been very accommodating for the committee and the activities we had at our Black History event there as well. So I would just say that...
And this is a free event, correct?
Oh, absolutely. All of the folks who are freedom fighters need to re-engage and recommit themselves. And the most important thing is for folks to share the memories about the struggle and how it was and what you did, you know, whether it was fighting South African apartheid, fighting to change the name of the street, fighting to change the name of the county, being with Tyree Scott and Michael Ross and Michael Wu and Todd Hawkins, fighting to get black folks in the construction industry, and also fighting for a share of a piece of the pie. We have a situation now where one white contractor has about 70% of all the dump trucking contracts. We've had a situation, and the prime contractors now can hire their own inclusion manager. So if the prime contractors say, okay, we'll have a goal of 2%, and the inclusion manager can't say anything but do what they say because they're signing their check. So we know ordinarily the feds would have been looking at this a long time ago. But because it's us, there's no just us. Just us being denied, and we will continue to be denied until we stand up and fight back and demand what we have coming.
All right. Well, Eddie, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show. I want to thank you and your committee for continuing to shed light on important dates and information and things that are taking place in our community. More importantly, we look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday at Holgate Street Church of Christ.
And if they look at the Seattle Medium on page 3, they'll see that.